You're listening to a passage from Practice, Unleashing the Power of Faith, a daily devotional by Jane Giroux.
Submitted by Phil G. Busey, Sr. It was a dark evening. I was in a foul mood. We were all eating dinner around the kitchen table. I pushed back from my plate and walked down the hall with my head low. My wife, Kathy, followed me. "Phil, you're so down. What's the matter?" "What's the matter?" I said. "I don't have a job. I don't know if I have a future. I don't know how I'm going to pay our mortgage or what I'm going to do about anything." We stared at each other. Then Kathy said, "Is that all?" She continued staring me down. "Walk back in there and look at those three beautiful, healthy kids sitting at the table in our home. We've got the most important things." And surely we did. That was one of many grace moments in my life when God was real at a level deeper than the circumstances. I knew we would be okay. Amazingly, that was the beginning of a new career for me, from law to business. Today, Kathy and I are blessed with businesses that impact thousands of people around the world. One of our companies is Delaware Resources Group. We had no idea that with faith, starting DRG would result in its growth into a family-owned, nationally recognized defense contracting firm with more than 600 employees and 55 locations globally. Our mantra is profit with a purpose, enabling us beyond our dreams to give back to church and community and begin El Sistema, an after-school program based on social change through music, touching the lives of over 220 underserved inner-city children and their families. God certainly works in mysterious ways we cannot understand unless we trust in Him and our faith. Our children have grown into beautiful, bright, caring adults. They have found their paths to success, and we remain a close family. Life has been great, but then another dark evening. Almost overnight, at the age of 61, I became partially paralyzed by what was diagnosed as a rare nerve disorder. It began with the sense that my feet were on fire, and in a matter of hours, I began to lose feeling in my body. In no time, my health became critical, and I lost the ability to walk. This time, I didn't need Kathy to remind me of my blessings. We had been living in gratitude for years. Now, we learn to live in faith. The scripture from Joshua 1:9 became our mantra, repeated every morning. "Have I not commanded you? Be strong and of good courage. Do not be afraid, nor be dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go." My health stabilized, and I continue to work on my recovery. I have learned the challenges facing disabled persons. I've enhanced my faith and changed the way I look at each and every person to appreciate their stories and the gifts each of us bring, regardless of circumstance. None of us know for sure what tomorrow brings: a job loss, a health decline, something worse. But we can be grateful for what we have today. We can live with courage and strength because God is with us. Is that all? It's enough. Phil G. Busey, Sr., Chairman and CEO, The Busey Group of Companies, Oklahoma City.